Let's return to our case study with Manuela. Later in the day, you walk with Julia as she returns to Manuela's home. You are greeted at the door by Manuela's mother, Maria. A quiet glance reveals that her daughter seems more relaxed and more comfortable. You see from the doorway that Manuela is sleeping. Julia sits quietly by the child's side and talks with her mother about the intervening history. As Julia re-examines Manuela, she tells you that she does not see any of the signs that would indicate the need for intensified care, such as chest wall indrawing or retractions, lethargy or unconsciousness, inability to eat or drink, or vomiting. Julia describes this to Maria, reassuring her that she should continue the antibiotic twice a day and the acetaminophen every 4 to 6 hours for comfort, as well as reinforcing the importance that Manuela needs to eat and drink as much as possible. Manuela's mother asks about a medicine for the cough. Julia patiently explains that these medications can be dangerous to younger children and are not effective at improving symptoms. The next day, Julia visits Manuela's home and notes her to be more interactive with her family and with less respiratory distress. Her mother states that she is beginning to eat more and that her fever still returns, but that it seems less elevated. Because Julia is trained and lives in the community, there was someone who could recognize the danger signs of this pneumonia illness and ensure that referral happened if it was necessary. It is important to note that this scenario does not happen in every community around the world. What are the barriers to children receiving appropriate health care and attention? What might have happened if Julia was not living in the community? Take a moment to reflect on these questions and review the information on your screen. When you are finished, click the forward button to continue.